now speaking with Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard. Jamie, here on the tailgate tour, I guess talk a little bit about the importance of these events for you guys.
Well, they're really important, and the main reason is because we get to come see our fans in their home area. You know, we spend all year where they come to Ames, and this is our chance to come out to their home and tell them thank you for doing what they do for us.
Well, and I know I've heard you mention on a couple other interviews here when making the rounds, you're talking about how it's been such a great year for Iowa State Athletics, and I guess it's got to be fun to get out there and talk with fans that have had those good times in Ames this year.
Well, it is, because people are really excited. They're excited based on what we just did and the optimism for the future. And I've said that this past year was the year of the fan, because we had some great moments in Ames, and our fans got to experience it. They'll be, you know, that night beating Oklahoma State was really special. You know, beating the Hawks, beating Kansas in basketball. When you do it at home, it just means so much more to your fans.
Well, and I know you got some great things on the horizon. The football facility is going up, and things just continue to improve. A lot of changes have been happening under your watch. I guess, how do you feel about the progression, where you're headed?
Well, we feel we're right on track of where we set out to be. We've been able to, fortunately, reinvest in ourselves and give our coaches and student-athletes the resources that they need, both in facilities and in budgets, to be able to travel and recruit. And we're seeing it all come together. They're performing well academically, and they're performing well athletically.
All right. Well, thanks for your time. Have fun with the rest of the tour.
Thank you very much.
All right. Chris Parks, KJN, now speaking with Iowa State head men's basketball coach Fred Hoiberg. And Fred, out here on the tailgate tour, I guess talk about what it means for you to go around and visit the fans.
Well, it's special for me just because, you know, I grew up in Ames. I used to go to every sporting event as a kid. I would walk to Hilton Coliseum and Jack Trice Stadium, where I was a ball boy, played in front of what I consider the best fans in the world. My 4 years at Iowa State, now to get a chance to coach in front of those same people, and just really our opportunity to get out and thank them for everything that they do. You know, we're supported so well. You know, Bill Fenley's third in the nation for women's basketball. Paul Rhodes set records last year. You know, we were second in the Big 12, only behind Kansas in attendance, top 25 nationally. So it's our opportunity to say thank you to the great Iowa State fans.
Well, and you had obviously a terrific season last year. I guess, what does it mean to you getting the team back to the NCAA tournament and having some success there as well?
It was awesome, you know, to see the resurgence of Hilton Magic. And, you know, our fans helped us win a lot of games last year. You know, they willed us to a couple of them. And to get back in the tournament, you know, that's what you spend all your time in the offseason preparing for. And, you know, all the 6 a.m. lifting and conditioning sessions prepare you for the postseason, and that's where you want to compete for a national championship. And, you know, we knocked off the defending champs in Connecticut and ran into a buzzsaw with Kentucky. But, you know, I just saw Calipari a couple days ago, and he said he thought that we played him as well as anybody. So, you know, it was a successful season for us, and hopefully it's something we can build off.
Yeah, and I know you got a very bright future coming up. A lot of guys are excited about bringing into the program, and some guys that are now ready to play after sitting there a year out. So I guess talk about what you expect here this next year.
I'm excited about this upcoming season. You know, we'll lose obviously a lot, Royce White and Scotty Christofferson and Chris Allen, but add a couple guys that I'm excited about. Corey Lucius and Will Clyburn sat out a year ago. Both give us a very good scoring punch, experience. They've been there. Guys like Melvin Edgem and Percy Gibson, Bubu Paolo coming back, and then we've got four young freshmen that I think really have a chance to be good. And, you know, we'll see how those guys mix in as well. You know, Tyrus McGee and Chris Babb as well. So I like our mix of young players, you know, veterans, and then the guys sitting out coming in that have great experience as well. So hopefully we'll put them in a position to be successful and see what happens.
All right, well, thanks for your time, and good luck here the rest of the tour and next season.
Yeah, thank you.
Chris Parks, KJN, now speaking with Iowa State head women's basketball coach Bill Fenley. Bill, out here on the tailgate tour, and how does it feel for you to go out and visit with the fans?
You know, Chris, it's a lot of fun. I mean, this is my 18th year of these things, and it never gets old. These people in Atlantic and surrounding areas, you know, they come over, they support us. You know, they support what we do, and this is our chance to thank them, grip and grin a little bit, and get out as a coaching staff, administrator. So it's a lot of fun. It's something we look forward to every year, and this has been probably the best group of places we've been since I've been doing this.
And you've had a lot of tremendous success on the court, obviously, here, and you continued that to making it to the NCAA tournament last year. And I guess talk about where you feel the team's at right now heading into this next season.
No, Chris, I'm very proud of our team. You know, the Big 12 is such a hard league, and we got off to a bad start, but we found a way to get in the tournament, and that ultimately is what you want. And You know, Hallie Christofferson, who's from your area, has been a huge, huge part of our program, and it's hard to believe she's going to be a junior now. So, you know, Hallie's someone that I think is going to be a leader of our team for a long, long time. But we're excited about next year, and that's the great thing about college sports. It's every year starts new, and you want to build on the future, but always do something more. So we're looking forward to it. Hopefully kids have a good summer, and when we get back together in the fall, we're all excited about what the possibilities are.
All right, and how about for yourself? Feel good to have the voice at full strength again?
Yeah, it's fun to do interviews again. I kind of, to be honest with you, I dreaded the media sometimes, but now I love talking to you guys because went through a long time and didn't get to talk much, but I've been very blessed. I had great care in Ames. The Bliss Cancer Center was fantastic. So lucky to be where I am, and a lot of people went through a lot of worse things than me, but it's fun to talk and be able to do the things I need to do my job the way I should be doing them.
All right, thanks for the time, Coach. Have fun out here on the tour, and good luck next season.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate you coming today, and thanks to all the great folks in this area for the support of the Cyclones.
All right, now speaking with the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters. And, John, I guess what did these tailgate stops mean to you going out and meeting the fans?
It's such a great opportunity to get out and see our fans and visit with them. I love the Cyclone tailgate tour because we actually spend a lot of time in each stop, get a chance to speak individually with each fan and give them a chance to see the coaches. That's a big thrill for the fans, especially the far outreaches of the state, to have the whole coaching staff get off a bus and come up and visit. So it's really been a popular thing. It's grown bigger and bigger every year, and I'm really excited to be able to do it.
Well, I know exciting new things as well on the media side of things as well for the Cyclone Athletic Department. I guess talk a little bit about what that new venture is going on.
Yeah, Cyclones.tv is something we're starting this fall, and I'm just really excited to be a part of it on the ground floor. It's kind of a blank canvas. We're trying to figure out exactly what we want to put on there, but I think that people will enjoy it. It'll give them all Cyclones all the time. We'll have a lot of live sporting events with an HD telecast of the game. But on top of that, and it information age that we're in today, people want stuff when they want it. They don't want to sit around and wait to hear something or see something at a specific time. So we'll put stories on there that are on demand, and people will be able to go and pull them down whenever they want to watch them. Coaches shows, press conferences, same way. So the people have the opportunity to say, now's a good time for me to spend 20 minutes and watch this press conference or watch this replay of this game or this coaches show. I'm going to do it right now, and that opportunity will be there with Cyclones.tv.
All right, well, great time to be a Cyclone, and good luck to you in the new venture.
Thanks for being here.
Chris Parks, KJN, now speaking with head of Iowa State football coach Paul Rhodes. And, Coach, what does it mean to you here to get out on the tailgate tour and see the fans?
Well, it means a great deal because these are people that give so much to us, so much to our athletic department, so much to our football program. These are the people that fill the seats at Jack Trice Stadium and Hilton Coliseum. These are people that give to their hard-earned dollars just to support what our mission is as an athletic department. And to get out and shake hands and rub elbows and sign autographs, especially for the kids, is a lot of fun.
Well, and you've had some tremendous success with your program and continuing to head in an upward direction. I guess, how do you feel about where you're at since you've been here and how things are progressing?
I feel excited. We had a very productive spring. I thought that we had great improvement at every position group, which is necessary. We're going to have our most talented football team that we'll put on the field. We need to make sure it's our best football team, and we'll take care of that when August rolls around and we get a chance to begin preparations.
All right, well, thanks for your time, Coach, and good luck here next season.
Thank you for coming out and waiting so long. Yeah.